Yeah, this has been a very interesting week for the Calgary Flames. And to me, like, the next 24, 30 hours are going to be fascinating when it comes to Sam Bennett. Like, he was just skating. You guys were, you know, had it in your update there. He was skating in practice as a fourth line center. But, you know, is he going to be put into that lineup? Like, or to me, you know, if you sit him tomorrow, then he's played his last game as a Calgary Flame. Like, if you can't see, if you don't have the desire to put him in a game where I would suggest Sam Bennett would be the most valuable he could possibly be, then you're never going to play him again. That's the way I see it. But I'm fascinated to see the way the Flames are going to see it.
Yeah, and I understand circumstances have changed, and we will never know how this would have played out if Derek Ryan doesn't take a puck off the hand yesterday. He's not at practice today. I would assume out for Saturday, but I've assumed a lot of things this week, and I've been wrong on most of them. But it felt to me that sitting him for last night's game was the final, okay, this dude isn't playing anymore. With the Flames anyway. Like, it seems so weird to me that a week that starts with a trade request is going to end with you are a healthy scratch and now you're coming back. Like, that feels much more distraction-y than I think the Flames would have wanted this to get to.
Yeah. It's interesting. And I don't think just because Derek Ryan missed practice today and may very well have that hand injury that we saw, you know, on the broadcast last night. I don't think that would be the reason why they'd suddenly say, huh, well, we weren't going to play him again, but now we have to. I don't buy that narrative at all. Like, you know, Buddy Robinson, I think they're quite comfortable putting him in. You know, I mean, he played in the Battle of Alberta last year and fought Jujhar Kara. And, you know, I think he could hold his own in there. I don't think they're worried about it. I think they've got veteran guys on that taxi squad for a reason, so that if they have to plug him in, they're not worried like, oh, God, this guy is playing in his first NHL game. We're not sure if he can handle it. So, you know, whether it's Richie, whether it's Buddy Robinson, whether it's Zach Rinaldo, who might be a very logical addition in a game this emotional, you know, I think their mind's already made up, you know, yesterday as to whether or not Sam Bennett's ever going to play again in Calgary. But they certainly haven't told us, and I don't think they will.
and the Battle of Alberta being on Saturday, I think is just such an interesting wrinkle, because you're right, like, Sam Bennett, we have had many of a discussion about Sam Bennett's regular season struggles, but those are the types of games that you do have him there for. And now, again, what do you do with everything going on? Like, if that was, all due respect to all of the other teams, but if this was Saturday against the Canucks, I think it's a bit of a different discussion. Like, I think the opponent makes this one that much more interesting.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to have everything in it, right? I mean, it's Battle of Alberta. If this was just another game and they were playing, well, say, Ottawa, I don't think you'd see any chance you'd see Sam Bennett. But, you know, this is a very unique situation because it's the Edmonton Oilers. And, you know, I was fascinated to see today whether or not he'd be skating with the main group, or whether he'd be on the fifth line, or whether he wouldn't even be skating with them at all. I know one thing, you know, talking to Flames, you know, people in management, this team is certainly not going to be held hostage by this request. They certainly are almost militant about the fact that they're going to just take their time. And if there's a trade to be made, maybe they'll make a trade. And if there is not a trade to be made, they're happy to just let that asset sit on the sidelines, or potentially, I guess, play in the odd game, or play regularly. They're open to a lot of different things, and I think that's the right way to go about it. Don't pigeonhole yourself in and say, this is the way it's got to be. I mean, things change on a daily basis in the NHL, as we're seeing all around the league, with all sorts of teams having their season postponed for a week or two. It's a fluid situation. Now, again, we may learn that it's not fluid anymore and that they've just decided he's going to rot until they trade him. You know, the unfortunate thing about all this, and where I am quite critical of Sam Bennett and his agent for the timing of all this, is, you know, first of all, there's a way to handle this, and it's in-house. You know, like any trade request should be handled in-house. Now, hey, as a journalist, I love that it's out there because it gives us lots to talk about. But, you know, this – Sam Bennett was pretty, it was pretty clear to me he was destined to be plucked off of the Flames, you know, by the Seattle Kraken anyway. He was going to be the obvious guy that was going to be left off the protective list. And then everybody could have gone on their merry way. He would have got what he wanted. You know, he could have bolstered his stock again in the playoffs this year. And that could have been an easy solution to all this. But his agent, in concert with Sam Bennett, I'm sure, decided that they'd had enough and they wanted to move now. And it's disruptive. And I think it's actually quite disrespectful the way they went about doing it. But at the end of the day, athletes are getting their wishes. They're so much more empowered than they have been in the past. You know, from James Harden to Pierre-Luc Dubois to Patrick Laine to Jack Roslovic, these guys are all getting exactly what they want. As disruptive as it is, they're means, you know, they've got a way of getting to what they want. So, you know, I can't blame my guess, but I do think that he lost a lot of respect in the eyes of people in the Flames organization.